Alright, now good afternoon to you guys. I'm pleased to join up with you guys. Oh, such honor to be with you guys. Alright, now that's my pleasure to be in with you guys. Alright, now I got it about these old punks talking about I'm a witch, right? Oh, you talk about as far as old Bobby is concerned, I am not a witch. Just that makes sense. I have never ever done witchcraft in my life, right? I'm not Shrek. Alright, I'm not the dumbass chicken head. You guys have been all through my streaming to verify I don't do witchcraft. Does that make sense? Alright, no, that's for Lord. No. Alright, that's a real working formula. Don't say that it's witchcraft because you can't do it. These old fake preachers that don't feel like they need Jesus, don't want Jesus, having sex with men, but lying that is their rituals. The devil is a lie. Does that make sense? Right now, don't lie and say I'm a witch because it's a formula that is not yours, right? Does that make sense? Don't lie and say I'm a witch because the Lord poured out something in a different measure. Okay, Jesus is a genius. Jesus is honor. He has all wisdom, all power, all glory. That's where the formula comes from, the Lord Jesus, from the throne of Father God Jehovah, from the Holy Spirit. That's for the real Lord. Right now, I have to vouch out that Ripple is a real formula. I mean, I'm not going to try to convince anybody anything concerning Ripple because it's just a silliness at this point. All right, now that's the Lord. Right now, Ripple is a real deal formula. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, what's up? Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, it's just, you know, Ripple is the real deal, right? I don't have to prove what Ripple is. Right now, that's Joe Biden's head. So right now, ask Obama. Does that make sense? They said everything is 100% right, right? Everything that was said was 100% right, right? No, nobody lied for me. Obama didn't lie for me. No, does that make sense? It is 100% right, right? I didn't lie on Obama, right? Does that make sense? There are many, 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 many more, right? Alright, no, that's the Lord. And many more. I mean, check with Raphael Warnock. Does that make sense? Obama had sex with him. And there are many, 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 many more, right? Way more, right? I hope that you guys will agree to right now, that's the Lord, right now, so that's the thing. All right, now, Obama confirmed that this stuff is real. Does that make sense? Obama said this stuff is the real deal. Obama said that it's the real deal. Obama said I didn't lie on nobody. Obama said I didn't slander nobody. Does that make sense? This man was trying to destroy my ass. All right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now. All right, now, what's up? All right, now, that's the Lord. I mean, what's up? So I didn't lie on him. I wasn't cruel or vicious or mean, right? Does that make sense? I did no evil to this man. Does that he's trying to destroy me? Does that make sense? But I did no evil to him. They've been trying to steal my money. Does that make sense? But I did no evil to these punks. But they keep trying to rise up and target me. What's up? What's up? Clearly, these assholes have a problem. If anything had been off about me, they've been doing this for 3 years. They'd have been here by now because I'm not a fucking criminal, right? All right, no, that's what I have no heartless shit going on despite some ugly bitch, and I do mean this ugly bitch, this ugly Shrek bitch Kendra, this ugly bitch Shrek Kendra that keep lying, this ugly bitch Shrek Kendra that keeps spamming lies, this ugly stupid bitch Shrek Kendra. This bitch is in my training class taking dives at me, then when I respond back to this bitch, talk about I got a problem, talk about some Mickey Mouse, your stupid ass. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, what's up, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, but then with this whore trying to stir confusion, then say, you know, well, I got the problem. This monkey-ass bitch is jumping at me. I know they see this ugly-ass girl in the stream and jumping at me. What's up? Right? Stupid-ass. All right, now, I hope that you guys will agree. All right, now, that's a little punk instructor. Does that mean since I sent it to William? All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, it's just it's ridiculous. All right, now, this whore taking dives and these punks try to rise up, and they keep trying to steal like they're stupid. How this whore keep lying? This whore keep popping up trying to lie. Right? What's up? She can talk about herself and all her criminality and all her theft. Does that make sense? She can talk about herself, how they said they're going to ring her and her own fucking family dry. Does that make sense? This whore can talk about herself. I'm not going to play games with this dumb slut. Does that make sense right now? How this whore just make up a lie and the lie that she make up this bitch will run with it. Right? You can just look at her streaming and then she's still like, okay, we're 160 days in. Why hasn't this ugly bitch got on the phone? God forbid, because why has this slut got on the phone? We're 160 days in. It's not taking this dumb ugly whore. This whore got a problem. Anybody her ugly face desires, she can get on the phone. Anybody her ugly face desires. What's keeping this whore from getting on the phone? Point the feds to the streaming. The feds have started streaming. That's behind the scenes. There are no feds. There are no William. There are no FBI behind the scenes. The feds have, you know, streaming. The same says this whore asks all manner of questions about me. Too, but she can't get on the phone because everybody already told her no. As far as like anything, girls are disgusting. Clearly, I don't have any criminal shit going on. No evil shit because I'm not a fucking criminal. What's up, right? So nothing whole gross or disgusting either. Some of that shit is evil, right? No Craig lies, which is fucking evil too, right? What's up, right? She put the fence to the stream and she can't get ugly ass on the phone because she lied. Does that make sense? I told her ass to not to slither around about me. I told you to ask direct questions about me. I told you to get on the phone and ask direct questions about me. Does that make sense? I told you to stop lying on me. Ask direct questions about me, you ugly self. All right, now, I hope that you guys are well and great. So everybody is supposed to have a problem because Shrek's face is mad. All right, now, because Shrek's face is jealous. Does that make sense? His ugly whore. I've been on camera for 3 days in his classroom. We started on Saturday. You guys know these fools are drawing up my money. I cannot wait to go to China. Oh my God, reverse! I can't wait to go to China. Go to China so the bank so bad. Look at my flawless, most gorgeous, best. And I remember now. I went to 4 countries last year. Went to Iceland, and they recognized me. I went to Africa, and they recognized me. Was, you know, that makes sense. Went to England, all right? And it was cold as hell in England. It's a whole other thing. All right, now, does that make sense? I was dressed warm in England. Oh, shit, it's cold. But I went to a bank, clearly the dents is in the bank, they said they recognized me, right? These ladies in the bank said they recognized me, right? Even though they're clown-ass racist woman in the bank said they recognized me, right? They didn't say they recognized me, right? So I look exactly like myself, right? It's like they couldn't get over how much I look like myself. They didn't say it in an English bank, right? What's up? So I look just like my pictures for real. What's up? Stupid ass, right? This whore went for saying I look like my uncle too. I'm not me for real. Nope, this bitch ain't got on the phone. She ain't got a moose hard face man stuff on the phone. You notice how this ugly bitch is stalking me in this class? Her ugly ass ain't appeared on the phone. Her ugly ass ain't appeared in the classroom. Her ugly ass ain't appeared on camera. Does that make sense? Right after the fact that he threw me out of the class because I wasn't on camera. Then I got on camera. Then they shut this ugly bitch up because she wanna stop me. But somehow this ugly bitch can evade the camera. Somehow this ugly bitch won't show her mark. Her heart, moose face, man looking ass on the camera. Why don't this ugly bitch in 3 days get on the camera? All right, now I went outside to scrub my face without makeup. Look at me, you know, that's the Lord right now. Why can't she do that? Does that make sense, right? I scrub my face on camera to prove I have on nothing, right? How many times have I scrubbed my face on camera? No makeup or nothing, right? I have done that, right? I scrubbed my face on camera this year. I scrubbed my face on camera when they first got here. I scrubbed my face on camera over and over again. What's up? I have too many times scrubbed my face on camera, even when I get out the shower. These folks have such good cameras. Does that make sense? Not naked or anything, getting out the shower as fuck? No, does that make sense? No. Yes, Lord. Ooh, no, right? Does that make sense? Right now, but these folks can see straight up how I look. You got some ugly bitch that can't appear on camera. I'm constantly filmed. Does that make sense? I haven't been outside to scrub my face on camera. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. In the daytime, in the nighttime, I've been outside to scrub my face on camera. What's up? Why can't this ugly bitch get on the phone? Why can't she show her ugly ass on the face on the camera? Why can't she see her whole ass face on the camera? She keeps saying all these filters for me, okay? Then that would be filters for her. Why can't she show her ugly ass face on the camera? I thought there were filters. Why can't she show her ugly, hard face ass on the camera? Why? This ugly bitch has dodged the camera for 3 straight days. What's up? Stupid ass. All right, now, I hope that you guys are feeling great. All right, now, that's the Lord right now. But what's up? All right, now, that's the Lord right now. But yeah, as far as the ugly ass Shrek is concerned, as far as like this is concerned, right now, as far as Obama is concerned, they didn't say everything. It's 100% right. Right? I thought Shrek said she hear demons. I thought Shrek said she hear devils. I don't hear demons. I don't hear devils. I have Jesus. I have the Holy Spirit. Just say God is all powerful. Just say Jesus is all glorious. Just say Jesus is all powerful. Just say Jesus is all phenomenal. It's 900, it's $900 decillion. All right, now, that is a 36-digit number. It's 900 decillion, the 37-digit, right, actually. It's a 37-digit number. Does that make sense right now? If you kept the one in the front, does that make sense? 9 in the front, rather. It's $900 trillion. Does that make sense right now? I mean, I thought this horse said that. I mean, that's the Lord. I mean, what's up, right? I don't have demons. I have Jesus. Does that make sense right now? The genius. I have Jesus. I have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a genius. Lord, Father God, Jehovah, the Creator is a genius. Lord, Jesus is all-powerful. He's a genius. He's amazing. He's glorious. He is first, not the last. He's the beginning, not the end. The Lord is the genius. The Lord gave me the formula. He is the genius. Does that make sense? I didn't try to frame anybody, lynch anybody, stalk anybody. The Lord is the genius. I didn't try to harm anybody. I didn't harm anybody. The Lord is the genius. Does that make sense? I didn't sit back and plot these faggots to try to like steal my situation. This ugly bitch can't try to twist that up, right? All right, now these faggots are trying to plot to harm me, right? Trying to, coerce my signature, right? They are trying to steal my money, right? They're trying everything they can. They are trying day in and day out. For 3 years, they've been trying to do all manner of evil against me, even framing me, got caught by the federal government, even international, got busted from the very top. They threw that old racist ass clown at the office, right? Okay, I get a lot of satisfaction. All right, now the Joe Biden sucking Obama's dick and crackhead Hunter sucked Obama's dick too. Crack whores, right? Crackhead Joe, crack whore Hunter Biden, all right, now stuck his whole mouth on Obama's dick and something that got fucked by Obama, and Joe Biden fucked Obama, and Ashley Biden fucked Obama, but all right, now Joe and Hunter did the blowing. Does that make sense? What's up, right? What's up? Nasty asses, all right, now that's what Obama did say how this shit is right, right? That right now that Obama had damn near the whole family bent over. We won't go there. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, I didn't lie on these assholes. Right? Does that make sense? I didn't tell a fib on them. I didn't fabricate anything about them. Right? Does that make sense? I didn't twist anything about them. Right? I didn't tell half truths about them. Right? I didn't lie shit on them. Right? Does that make sense? It is the absolute truth. Right now, because the half truth is a fucking lie. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. I did not lie on them. Right? I told no lies on these assholes. Right? What's up? Right? What's up? How Obama then were like trying to get in the heat talking about I'm not mature enough to handle my own money. These little dumb faggots, does that make sense? I didn't lynch anybody. All right, no, that's not mature. I didn't try to lynch anybody, call nobody black bitches and niggers because I couldn't steal from them. I didn't say I want to hang somebody. I was some big eared asshole trying to plot and scheme his lawyer tricks right now. Right now to work something coerce my signature to his own nasty ass. Right now, that's what Biden Photoshop frame jobs. I didn't do none of this shit. Does that make sense? Right now, I didn't try to get away, try to figure out ways to call countries. Right now, they keep this black ass out the room for that one. Why these old clown ass racists are trying to steal my money? If you're not racist like Joe and and crackhead Hunter, blow Biden, right now, please don't be offended, right now. I mean, look, Obama's a shithole too, when I called him out on his stuff, right? what's up, right? These folks so nasty, right? I hope that you guys will be greater right now. So I didn't know evil or harm to nobody, right? Does that make sense? Right now, the Lord gave me a formula. Does that make sense? I didn't have to be ruthless and cutthroat. I didn't have to lie and frame somebody. Does that make sense? I didn't have to do evil against somebody. I didn't have to talk behind somebody's back. Does that make sense? Right now, I have to plot and scheme against somebody, right? And the Lord still gave me ripple by Jesus' blood, by Jesus' goodness. The Lord still gave me ripple by Jesus' absolutely amazement, his integrity and his goodness. The Lord still gave me ripple. Does that make sense? With zero human investors and zero human partners. I have no human partner. I have Jesus. Right? What's up? Obama didn't say that all this is 100% right, right? That he did in fact have sex with T.D. Jakes, right? I'm not going to joke on somebody having a stroke. I want to clarify, this bitch was jumping at me when his ugly ass slid. Okay, I would never, I mean, listen, I've dealt with T.D. Jakes. He's a shithole, right? We talked about T.D. Jakes having sex with Diddy and Obama. We talked about that. Suddenly T.D. Jakes having a stroke, okay. If T.D. Jakes is faking it or not, I don't know. Right? I have no idea. I know I dealt with T.D. Jakes being a relentless shithole and asshole. I know that T.D. Jakes popped up for 2 years saying he wanted to rape me and kill me about my own money. Right? And then when William's grandma passed away, he got involved and I ain't heard nothing else from T.D. Jakes. I know T.D. Jakes kept saying he'll strip all my money away and he'll steal from me. I know T.D. Jakes basically was threatening to rape me or he'll take all my money, right? And steal all my money, right? What's up? He did this over and over again for a whole year. And he was this perfect old foul-ass, disgusting, nasty asshole self. What's up? T.D. Jakes fucked Obama. Does that make sense? He sucked his dick. And T.D. Jakes, you know, does that make sense right now? That's the Lord. And T.D. Jakes right now had sex with, and T.D. Jakes had sex with Obama and sucked his dick. And T.D. Jakes had sex with Diddy. Does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord. Right now. We talked all about old T.D. Jakes right now. What's up? I didn't lie about this asshole, right? What's up? I didn't lie on him, right? But he threatened to kill me, lynch me, try to frame me. He threatened to rape me. I mean, people saw what T.D. Jakes was doing against me. People saw how T.D. Jakes would not stop. And suddenly he got a stroke, huh? You mean to tell me he had a stroke on stage? He didn't have to go to the hospital? You mean all these folks saw he had a stroke and they just took him home? He had an event like that and he'd go to the hospital and be seen or checked in or nothing? What? Man, what if, okay. All right, now that's the Lord on the chance that T.D. Jakes did have a stroke. Let's leave that there. I hope that you guys will agree to right now, but... Yeah, I've been dealing with a bunch of foulness in the United States. I haven't done anything to these punks. Okay, again, I say, okay. All right, that's the global supply chain. It's not yours, right? Okay, you know, the pesos. I can't go to the store. I can't go to an American store with pesos. I can't go to an American store with British pounds. I can't go to an American store right now. I can't order something from Walmart. Get it Walmart. See your dumb asses behind your wall. Go away behind your wall. Take a green mat. Jealous asses away around your wall. I'm going to China. I'm so excited to go to China. They go to this banker right now. America can have back a citizenship. I'm going over to Europe and Asia, over to London. They're running extraction from there. I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. I'm not going to deal with these fucking faggots. I'm not giving their asses residuals. I'm not giving them shit. Okay, I cannot. Okay. All right, no, African currency, global money was extracted with my money, right? Does that make sense right now? Global money, right? Okay. I have British pounds. That was extracted, right? Okay. I can't go to no American store to buy nothing with British pounds because it's not America's money. It's not America's currency. It does not belong to America. Just like British citizens, they have U.S. dollars. They don't mean they belong to America. Clause of Welsh or damn lies. I got Australia dollars were extracted. In my money, does that make sense by Jesus' genius and his wisdom? I do say Jesus, I kiss Jesus' feet. I give Jesus praise, honor, glory, exalt and extol the name of Jesus. I mean, I don't want to cuss this stuff because I want to get away from it. It's because of Jesus. I don't want to get away from the goodness of Jesus. I need people to look at Jesus. I don't want to cuss and act stupid because, you know, I want people to see the glory of Jesus because that's why I can't take God's glory. It's because of the Lord Jesus' genius. It's because of the Lord Jesus' incredibleness. It's because the Lord Jesus is phenomenal. It's because the Lord Jesus is amazing. I want to cuss and talk out the other side of my mouth cussing and then say Jesus. I mean, I'm trying to work on that, right? What's up, right? I don't have any evil stuff going on, you know? They thoroughly looked at me to the fact that they got caught scheming and scamming over and over and over again. They got caught trying to plot over and over again and plotting over and over again. What's up, right? I didn't lie on Obama, right? He did say, oh, that is 100% fact correct, right? He talked about me not being fit. He's not fit. Obama had Oprah bent over, but he held Michelle's hand in the interview or whatever he did and smiled to the camera and smiled in Oprah's face, and they both laughed and giggled, but they didn't tell Michelle. Obama, right? Obama fucked Craig Robinson. That would be, and he confirmed this. Fucked Craig Robinson, Obama's brother. He sucked Obama's dick right now. That's why they both have been laughing in Michelle's face for years, and they didn't tell her shit. What's up? And tell Michelle Obama nothing. Excuse me, right? Two dudes shouldn't be together as far as, like, you know, Craig and, you know, Obama, right? I'm going to say that like that. I write notes as for Lord, I write notes as far as Craig and Obama, but how he, I mean, he talking about me. I mean, Obama got no morals, he had no character, he cut throat, he ruthless, okay? I write now he fucked Kamala Harris, right now she sucked his dick, right now he sucked her dick too, but he fucked Kamala Harris, and Kamala Harris, every time Obama crossed the threshold of her house, she knew what time it was, right? I write now she was giving him oral sex, right now a lot of times Cory Booker did it too, does that make sense? Hakeem Jeffries did it too. They knew what time it was when Obama would cross over to their homes, does that make sense? Right now, I write now, but Kamala Harris says, well, Obama told her to get out there and play at the race card and say, go campaign, play at the race card. I write now, America is fucked up against races. I live through the races being called black bitches and niggers about my own money, despite it being Great British pounds. I cannot use Great British pounds in the United States. I can't use Australian dollars in the United States. I can't use Swiss francs in the United States. Does that mean since I cannot use Canadian dollars in the United States? So right now, but that's in my money. What's up, right? Is it extracted from global currencies? Is it extracted from the entire globe? Because it's from the it's from across the supply chain. It's spanning across planet Earth. Does that make sense? So right now, that's the way. Right now, I mean, what's up, right? Clearly, it's not America's money. What's up? I don't have to say it's not America's money. You saw the British pounds, it's not yours. You saw the Australian dollars, it's not yours. Global supply chain, global supply chain. Global supply chain, all right? I mean, hey, I can easily prove that, all right? Now, you saw the Canadian dollars, you know damn well it's not your money. You saw the Swiss francs, it's not your money. You saw the Japanese yen, it's not your money. What's up? You know it's not yours. You saw the euro, that makes sense. Many countries use the euro. All right, now, Italy and everything in France and all of them use the euro. You know damn well it's not your money. What's up? But these punks tried to pop up and beg. No, not giving you any money. You saw them euros and all them British pounds. Right now, does that make sense, right? You saw money from all across the entire globe. U.S. dollars and everything else, global currency, global supply chain. You notice how the money is global. You notice how the money is not regional to America, which means that, okay, I cannot go into an American store and take a British pound in it because they're not going to take it. I cannot go into an American store and take an Australian dollar because they're not going to take it. I cannot go into an American store and take a Canadian dollar because they're not going to take it, but it's extracting my money. What's up? You know damn well it's not your money. Check this out. I can't go into an American store and take an Australian dollar because they're not going to honor it. And be like, no, you're going to have to put that back because we can't take this. All right, now, because it's not a greenback. You know, get it, greenback. The green of the United States, it's not a greenback. The U.S. currency, does that make sense? Right now, I cannot take these foreign currencies that were extracted with my money. The global supply chain, it reflects global currencies because it's a global supply chain. The reason why you got global currencies is because it's reflecting the global, okay, the global currencies are reflecting the global supply chain. Right? It's not America's supply chain. What a delusional joke that is, right? The global currencies reflect, show. All right, now the global currencies show. All right, now, I mean, that means they're currencies from all seven continents, right? I didn't lie, right? You know how many countries use the euro? Spain use the euro. France use the euro. Does that make sense? Russia use the euro. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now let me see. Britain use the euro. They also use the pound. Does that make sense? But some parts of Ireland, I think, does that make sense? I think Ireland, they use the euro, if I'm not mistaken. They use pounds and they use the euro. Does that make sense? They're part of the European Union and they use the euro. I cannot bring a euro to the United States, stores and shop with it, right? What's up? They use the euro. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. All right, now. I mean, even stuff over in Israel, you notice how the Israeli money was in there too. Okay, you notice how all these countries, the euro, the franc, the Swiss, the yen, it's not America's money. You notice how the money reflect the global supply chain. You notice how the money reflect it comes from all across the entire globe by Jesus' wisdom, by Jesus' goodness, by Jesus' genius, because I don't have power like that. You notice how the global money reflect, right now, the different currencies it is, reflect the global supply chain because it is from across the entire globe, extracted from me across the entire globe, extracted from different continents, different regions, extracted from different conditions, extracted from different languages, and with 100% accuracy. Do you notice that? It's not America's supply chain. What's up? It's not yours. No. Feel what you want to feel, okay? All right, now, you know, take a British pound into a store and try to buy something. It's not yours. Take an Australian dollar into a store by Jesus Genius and try to buy something. It's not yours. Yes, Lord. Take a, take a euro by Jesus Genius into an American store and try to buy something. You can't because it's not yours. Take an Australian dollar into an American store and try to buy something. You can't because it's not yours. They're not going to honor it. All right, now take a Canadian dollar into an American store and try to buy something. You know it's not yours. What's up? By Jesus Genius, that is. You know it's not your money. These old punks in the United States, that's those are delusional. And then they want to cry about, residuals in the United States. Talk about they want a percentage, not giving you assholes percentage. Clearly, by proof, indisputable proof, undoubted proof, it is a global supply chain with global money, not yours, right? Your stores wouldn't even open, under it, right? What's up? No. I hope you got Jesus by Jesus goodness. No. I hope you guys will and greater right now. I'm not extracting any more fraud on the North American continent. Ooh, hell no. You know, no. These punks never pop their asses up and do this again. Who know? All right, no doubt. So I'm happy to go over to Europe and Asia and from London, England, and offer people the opportunity to buy some stock, right? All right, no, to help their people. Africa, you know, let me see. Australia, Canada, Mexico, right now. So these countries are right now, Europe, right now, all across Europe, as long as you don't hate Jesus, you're not a warmonger. Does that make sense? Right now, you don't. Right now, does that make sense? Right now, you know, you don't hate Israel. You can buy some stock. Does that make sense to me? That's real. I'm happy to do that. They offer the stock so they help these countries, these governments. I mean, it won't lift their economies. It will float their economies. It'll make the economy fly. It'll be so good. It'd be my great honor in Jesus' name to do that. I mean, the United States, these faggots have lost their fucking minds. The racism, look at old clown ass Obama and all of them. These punks have lost their damn minds. Show me where I caused this. Any provocation. What's up? Show it to me. You tried. There is none. Not even the derogatory name. What's up? Right? What's up? Not helping America be great so you can go do this to other people in other countries. No. Too racist. And too many people shitty like Obama and T.D. Jakes. Just no, right? What you said, Musty is the richest man. You jackasses make me laugh. Talk about Bill Gates. You some stupid ass racist folks. Does that make sense? Everybody ain't racist. You're not racist. Please don't be offended. Just talk about old Blow Obama. Does that make sense? I can't. He blew some, but, you know, not as much as him. I mean, basically, I'm not going to lie. He was basically the person getting the oral sex. I can't even lie. All right, no, as far as Obama is concerned, I'm not going to even lie. Does that make sense? Right now, he did some blowing, but he was basically on the other end of getting the oral sex. I hope that you guys will migrate right now. But thank you guys so much right now. Please check back right now. That's what I'm happy to discuss. Jesus, genius, and wisdom. Clearly, I am not a witch. I do not do witchcraft. I have Jesus. Jesus is not witchcraft. Jesus is authority. Jesus is all power. Jesus is all might, all glory. Wisdom. You read Proverbs 8 and you hear about wisdom. The Lord says he give you witty inventions. All right? And the Lord says he give you the spirit of wisdom. That's the Lord. Continue to fill me with the spirit of wisdom. The Lord gave me Ripple. He created Ripple. Ripple, does that make sense? Right, Ripple. You know? All right? No, that's the Lord. Right now, I mean, hey, you know, look at everything with 100% accuracy, right? All right? I am no witch. I have Jesus. I am no witch. I have Jesus. I don't do tricks. I have Jesus. I don't do magic shows. I have Jesus. I have Jesus. I have Jesus. Lord gave me Ripple. I have Jesus, right? The Lord gave me the formula. The Lord said, give you witty inventions. The Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit, don't give junk. I got to give Jesus his praise, honor, and glory. People want to say witch because they can't do it. People want to say witch because these old so-called preachers, sucking Tom, I'll say it like that. Right now, I worship and say they want to get mad because the Lord didn't give it to them. I am not a witch because you chose to worship Satan. I am not a witch because the Lord didn't trust you and he trusted me with it, right? It's not saying I'm this and I'm that. No, it's the Lord. Just trust me with it. I thank him. I'm going to do right by people and nations. In Jesus' name, I don't care what people feel about me, right? And so, Father God, Jehovah's heart is content. I will support the gospel. I will support Israel, period. Help people in Jesus' name. You know, part of the gospel is to help people. It's not just saying the scriptures, living the scriptures and helping people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, not our own names, because that's how you point people to Jesus, by showing the goodness of Jesus, by helping people. Did you know that? Right? Does that make sense? So the Lord trusted me to do that, so that's what I'm going to go do. All right, and I'm not giving America my money. All right, now we just talked about the global currencies. We just talked about the currencies from all across the entire globe that don't belong to America. You cannot even take those currencies into America's store because they won't honor them. They're not yours. They're from a global supply chain, exhaustive. That's proven. You can't even twist that up. What's up? What's up? How you can go, by Jesus' wisdom, can go across planet Earth and extract money that America can't lie and say is theirs. I hope they're not teaching you, I'm not selling to you, I'm not training you. Yeah, right. Hell no. If that makes sense, I'm not wholesaling to you, I'm not giving you residuals, I'm not giving you anything, I'm not giving you a percentage. The devil is lying. No way. You don't ask the oil companies for a percentage. You will not, Jesus will not be asking me for a percentage. Fuck no. No. America tried to lynch me, frame me, starve me, humiliate me, and embarrass me. I was homeless for 10 straight months. They kept starving me. I was outside sleeping on the streets. They kept starving me, drying up my money, drying up my work. Does that make sense? Almost down, I had to go to Mexico crying in the rain. You got the fucking footage, pull it up. Well, I sold my car because these nasty-ass racist folks not stop pulling up people off the phone. Starving me with no food, and sleeping outside in the car. No. You fuckers have lost your mind. Nobody's giving you asses anything. No way. No. Right? I hope you guys are doing great. Good afternoon. Thank you guys so much right now. Please check back right now. Thank you guys so much.